America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
You've heard us talk about David Femeninio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in. Welcome all. Today's going to be a bloodbath. Let's get after it. I'm excited. I'm excited because the Athletic has thrown a little chum in the water. So I have a PSA for everyone. You know, lots of times Rico will go door to door spreading the good word. Well, I'm going to spread a good word to you. You know somebody at the game, call them. Tell your friends. The Athletic thinks you're a horse bleep fan base. I want chaos. And by that I mean absolute noise. I want the stadium reverberating. I think today is going to be, Rico, you and I watch way too much sports. I know it's what we do for a living, but I mean, even by that standard, we watch way too much. Mm-hmm. There are very few home fields where I will sit up and go, okay, this is special. I need tonight, well, today, to be basically 2.5 hours of the Mo Bamba timeout at Penn State. Can we do that? Can we do that today? Can we do that?
I think it's going to be that, Mike. I think it's going to be a snake pit for the Guardians. I think that the fans have been waiting. If you want a snippet of what I think the crowd is going to be like, just go back to last year with the Lions with that first playoff game at Ford Field, how raucous the crowd was. I think you're going to have that. You're going to go back to the days of old, back when the Tigers were good, between that 2006 to 2012 period of time where you actually had star players out on the field and the crowd showed up. They were loud and they made it difficult for the other team to play. That's going to be today. So, yes, making the Detroit Comerica Park number 8, I'm thinking that's because whoever came here was like, oh, it was, you know, early in the season and they saw the Tigers playing, you know, whoever, and said, oh, these people aren't that loud. Trust me,
call someone
that'll
who actually
change.
Covered the team. I mean, it's just lazy. I'm tired of it. Whatever, man. It's cool. We'll show them. I mean, the bottom line is this is a way better atmosphere than what Cleveland produces. I can tell you factually it's way better than what my Yankees produce. Kansas City shows out. I'm fine with that. Philly are animals. It doesn't count. Yeah. They're actually not human. They're literal animals. They're Tyrannosaurus Rexes. So that's different. And don't sell me L.A. or San Diego. You can just get out of here.
Well, L.A. is different because that's actually a rowdy crowd. You just hope that you get back home in one piece if you go watch a game in L.A.
Well, if you wear a Niners hat, for sure. 248-539-9797. Let's get into it. A little abbreviated coverage before the game. Rico's guy on the mound. I know you're excited. You're a big Montero guy. Here's why I think this is tailor-made for you to win this game. First of all, you're not playing this game, Rico, with Kerry Carpenter on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to wait to find his spot. They're trotting out Cobb, a righty. They only have two lefties in the pen. My guess is, obviously, if you get a few runs early, none of what I'm going to say matters. But A, you do get to start early with your best hitter in the lineup. Mm-hmm. Second of all, they only got two lefties in the pen. So it's going to be interesting to see how Vogt plays this. Because there's very good odds Carey's going to get multiple at-bats in the early to middle part of this game against righties. Now, how do you handle a lefty later? I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. I mean, Kerry Carpenter's basically had like 7 at-bats against lefties this year. But this is set up for them, Rico. It's right here. This is the control point in the series. The other day was about getting it back on track. Today's about taking command. And I feel like Alex Cobb, off simulated games, not rehabs, simulated games. He's been out a month with a blister.
Yep.
The guy's 1,000 years old. I think his birthday was the other day. He turned 37. It could be Bernie Lomax taped to a chair today for Cleveland. Am I wrong in my confidence level?
No, you shouldn't be wrong in your confidence level, especially coming off of that blister on his finger. You don't know exactly if he's going to have his A-plus stuff today. Look, he's got some good past performances, but that's not coming off of sitting out for a month. So you don't know where the rust factor is going to be. And if you're Detroit, man, take advantage of that early. Score runs early because, Mike, 1-0 is going to seem like 7-0 once that crowd kicks it in. So if you jump ahead, ball game.
You know, the other thing, Rico, look, here's the one thing, and for people going, well, look, we won last game, right, 17 straight innings you haven't scored on the Guardians pitching staff. And that does include Matthew Boyd and this bullpen and Bybee. But when you look at the totality, one swing saved us from a lot of consternation and from being back against the wall. I'm just at a point, they're putting a righty out here. Alex Cobb in no way, shape, or form is supposed to pitch this game. But this is what happens when Shane Bieber dies. This is what happens when Gavin Williams had uneven performances. This is what happens when Tristan McKenzie's elbow is made of fettuccine. Mm-hmm. Like, you end up in a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, again, you can say, well, right, we have one starter. But you're playing the game a different way.
Right there.
No, you know what I mean? It's a different formula.
Yes, because you know going in, we're going to spin the wheel, and we'll tell you who's going to be the starter this morning. Once AJ wakes up and says, you know what, I had a dream about Ducks, so therefore it's going to be Montero is going to start. That's pretty much what it seems like it comes down to. Whereas, yeah, if you're Cleveland, this is a little bit of a pressure cooker because you know you have to close this thing out in Detroit. You don't want to take it back to Game 5 in Cleveland and look at Detroit going out there with their ace again with Tarik Skubal. And if you're the Tigers, you just would like to win two. You just need to win one, and then it's Skubal time again.
Yeah, and again, the two lefties, they can deploy Tim Herron, Eric Sabrowski. It'll be interesting because early on, if there's a spot, now it won't happen in the first inning. You're going to get Carpenter facing a righty. But let's say it's the second turn through the order. Cobb is against the ropes a little bit, couple of Ducks on the pond, and it's the fourth. It's the third. I could absolutely see Vogt pulling Cobb, and then you're in all hands on deck bullpen mode. And then at that point, you got to leave Carp in against a lefty, right? So these are some of the, I say fun, but I know it's stressful. It's also the beauty of sports. These are the things I'm looking for. But I think, Rico, you nailed it. I think with this crowd, I think the fans are going to be awesome today. Critical. They can scratch a run or two. I'm with you. 1-0 feels formidable.
Mm-hmm.
Based on if this place is anywhere the way I remember it from 06 and from 2012 and 13, if this place is 75-80% of that, it is still the best baseball environment I've ever attended. Even as Kenny Rogers ruined my life. It's all there. So, no, I would love to hear from the people. What's your confidence level on it? Gorgeous fall day. Weather plays no role. We're good. Like, it's right here. You've got an opportunity to not have to go back to the hellhole in the 2-1-6. You have an opportunity to win this series right here, right now. And, oh, by the way, Rico received a missive from the war front from me yesterday. Guys, you may not be facing the Yankees. The Yankees look awful. I know their series is tied at 1, but just saying, it might be the Royals on the other side of this.
You know what?
Aaron Judge sucks.
And I know Detroiters don't care because they're so focused on the Tigers, Mike, but yeah, if the Yankees lose, it's like, who's having a more disappointing playoffs between, you know, the Phillies, the Dodgers, or the Yankees? Three perennial teams that you're like, well, if Detroit has to face any of those teams, man, it's not going to be good. this may really be breaking towards the Tigers' way if Doesn't matter, all three of those teams are eliminated.
You're winning the World Series. I've already ordered the T-shirts. Oh. I've even gotten Kenny one.
We're down.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, look, the magic that has preceded this team, the moments, that Kerry Carpenter home run, knowing Clase hadn't given up a homer to a lefty in a year. He hadn't given up a homer on his slider since 2022. That's 2.5 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And you take him deep after, check my notes, yep, your two worst hitters in the lineup scratched out hits to extend it to even get Kerry to the plate. Guys, it's magical. You just roll with it.
Yeah.
Who's beating him? I don't know. I mean, do I think the Yankees offer the best opportunity to beat the Tigers? Yes. Both in a 7-game series, but also just from a talent standpoint. But if the Yankee talent is cratering, which it, I promise you, I watch every pitch of that. Today's going to be a long baseball day for me. If they don't turn this around and look better, no, there's no doubt. I don't care about what we talked about last week where I said, look, I think you get to the ALCS, but I got a hard time beyond it. No, I'll pick you to beat the Yankees. That's how bad Aaron Judge and Stanton, and that's how bad they look.
Wow.
But no one cares. Let's talk about today. What daiquiri are you going with?
No. But I do think that the Tigers fans really do care because, let's face it, now that you've taken one and you're coming back here and you know, it looks like you're going on to that. It feels as if you're going to the next round. You're starting to potentially look at other teams. And yeah, we both said it's probably going to end with the Yankees. If it's the Royals, Mike, we got to come back and we got to come up with a whole new show.
There's no new show. It's you're going to the World Series, and I've already got a spot rented out for the parade.
Mike, let's called drama. I was trying to build up drama.
Nah, no drama. There's no. You know what it is? It's like a Disney movie. There's no drama because you know Disney's writing the ending, and it's going to be happy. There's no drama. You know, this isn't like watching the movie Heat.
Whoops.
That's drama.
Hey, Bambi's mother died. Okay, so
she wasn't a good person.
Wow.
Well, but it. It could be a Disney movie.
I heard
movie.
She was a Michigan fan.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, was she yelling at the Husky fans in the stands? Michigan's going to handle that internally, by the way, so don't worry about it.
They told Bambi's mama, you keep talking that ish, you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, mess around, find out.
Nah, we'll handle that as a program. David, you were about to say something.
Because it could be Disney. It could be a Disney-type movie because in 84... they faced the Royals in the ALCS and the Padres in the World Series to win it all. So it could be setting up for a Disney-type movie.
Why not?
Let's do it.
Look, the streak is the streak. The way they've played, it's all there. I just don't see a reason to fight it. And I'm not going to be the curmudgeon. I haven't been for weeks. Hey. You get to a point where once you begin watching the Twins on a nightly basis and you start seeing this Tiger team the way that they were doing things, I think we jumped on this by mid-September where we're like, you've got a way better shot than what FanGraphs is saying. You still have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know if it's happening. But curmudgeon phase was like mid to late August.
Wait a minute. We've been on this. Wait a minute, Michael.
What's up, buddy?
David may be on to something. Disney movie, Kansas mm-hmm. City, mm-hmm. they beat the Padres. And who called the show, the morning show? Who called the morning show and said, don't give up on this team? Who hit the game-winning home run to end the series against the Padres? Same guy.
Synergy. Look at that. Well, that's it. All right. No reason to bother today. All set. We're good. Look, here's a more relevant question. Does this team lose the rest of the way? I don't know. Magic 8-Ball says unlikely. So I would like to hear from the people on it. What's your confidence level? No, I'm being serious. Today will be a nail biter. Today's going to be stressful. It's playoff baseball, and the way you play, that's not a shot. It's very hard to separate from other teams. You don't have the talent base. It's hard to do it. And the team you're facing, yes, they have good pitching. Like the other day, Rico, I never was worried the team was losing. I have this weird thing with these guys that basically they're like the rich kid. Even though they have a poverty payroll, like even if they get in trouble, daddy will bail them out. In this case, daddy's God. Like this team just gets what they need. They just get what they need.
Yes,
and
I don't worry.
What's up, buddy? You were scared. I know you were.
Once it hit the eighth inning, I was like, I don't think this is going to happen. I think that this, you know what? It was a good ride, but they're not scoring runs. And hey, newsflash. You can't win games if you don't score runs.
David, he's doing the deflator routine right here.
No. I'm just being honest. And then as Carpenter's up at the plate, I'm like, you know what? It'll be so fitting if all of a sudden he hits and I didn't even finish the statement. The ball is going out of the park. And I just, and right there. There it is.
That's it.
Didn't even finish it.
So David, no, don't.
Just don't. Oh, okay.
Oh, cheap production. Perfect. No, I think the other thing, and again, 248-539-9797. I won't even bat an eyelash. I won't even sit up in my chair today until or unless Cobb's out of this game and it's tied. Like, if you're tied and now we're going to go with the Cade Davis show or we're going to do some things, well, then it gets a little bit interesting. But in the early stand, look, unless Montero goes out there and pulls a Holton, I just think this will be a bit of a grindhouse. But look, we'll get some phone calls. I'm going to get some ticket texts as well. Dak Reese, we need Dak Reese. From afar, we need Dak Reese, Rico.
All right.
Listen, this is their opportunity right here. This is built for you, Alex Cobb. Good Lord, you may as well have Jimmy Powers on the mound. His shoulders don't even work.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, David, let's get a few ticket techs in the mix. We'll get some of the people as well. Downtown is quite a scene. I think the ballpark today is going to be awesome. I don't care what the Athletic says. To hell with them. The idea that this is the least of the home field advantages. All right, we'll show you. You'll see. You'll learn. Be daiquiris flying onto the field. It's going to be chaos. David, take a text first.
Eric in Livonia says, today and tomorrow will surpass the home environment of 06-13. New generation of fans get to show out. Today will be loud. Great show, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Tigers remind me of the 2011 Cardinals, the rally squirrel. That's what we're doing this year. Okay.
I'm not mad if anybody says they're winning the damn thing. You know, Rico and I had you beating Houston. We got you beating the Guardians in four. It ain't like we've doubted it. Yeah, if you want to be like, well, you wrote us off. Earth wrote you off.
Okay. Oh, please. You know what?
You got beat writers on their honeymoon right now, not covering the team. Why? Because you were dead.
Yeah, can we wall? We need a phrase like wall. Like, can we just forget about? Yes, at the time, I said if a sweetheart deal came from Scooble, you absolutely trade for him. It didn't happen. The team didn't think they were going to do this. They said, we're going to ramp down Scooble's starts. They pretty much said, we're just going to wave that beige flag. Not the white flag, but kind of
beige.
Off white flag.
Lovely shade of taupe.
Right.
No, I mean, it's just, you're done even trying to make sense of it. and you just go. And I mean, look, day by day, they keep doing it. I mean, obviously, a lot can change in 24 hours if they don't play well today, but I still will believe they can win this series. Like, I still think having the hammer in game five and my faith in Tanner Bibee not being as high as some, I'm good no matter what today. I'll be great with a win. So it just, then you get to sit back. Yes, David.
Confidence level 7.5 out of 10 and anxiety wow. level through the roof. Go Tigers, Zach from Chesterfield.
Be all right, Zach. Go get yourself a little daiquiri. You're going to be all right.
A-Tune Tecumseh says, the stadium is going to be electric. We win today. Got to find a way to win game four.
Yeah, but all right, I'll let it go. My point is, knowing you got Scooble in your back pocket for game five, the pressure's on the Guardians. Plus, the Guardians were the better team all year, played better baseball all year, had a better record by wide margin, and there are expectations placed upon the Guardians. I think all the pressure's on them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a weapon, man. And you're seeing it. The pressure's weighing down the Yankees against the Royals. You don't think Aaron Judge knows he's striking out 34.8% of the time in his career in the playoffs? Maybe the worst mark ever. You don't think Aaron Judge knows that he sucks? I mean, Giancarlo Stanton's running like he has to take a poop. Guy can't even get to first.
Mike, you're right.
I mean, he may as well be running holding his ass.
But you're right.
Like he's running into the woods and he has to drop a grumpy. Listen, it's a disaster right now.
Yeah. Look at all the favorites. All of them are looking up saying, Dodgers. Okay, yep. Phillies, what are we doing here? Guys, we didn't think we were going to be down in our series.
Are the Mets the NL Tigers? Not stylistically, but they in are. The destiny routine?
No, they are. They absolutely are because everything that had to, I mean, even down to that doubleheader that they played against Atlanta.
Yes.
In that game, it was like, okay, we're winning. We're losing. Nah, we're actually going to win this thing.
Well, yeah, right. Give us that back. Let me get Derek in the mix here, 97.1. Derek, how you doing, buddy?
Great. How you doing, man?
Excellent.
So I was downtown at a restaurant and at 11:30, and people were already packing in. I left downtown mm-hmm. about an hour ago. The Lodge in 75 was already crazy. I mean, the atmosphere down there is going to be electric. It's already electric.
That's going to be nuts. And I don't think you can replace it's so special because we haven't had it, because the franchise has been such trash. It's been awful. They had the longest streak of not making the playoffs in the sport. Like, that is always, like, I know people don't want to hear this, but, like, you'll never have another home playoff game with the noise level like last year against the Rams for the Lions. Why? Like, the fact we don't get it makes it more special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if AC doesn't win Manager of the Year, they better take all the writers and voters that did that, put them in a Tom Gore's t-shirt can and shoot them in Lake St. Clair.
I'm with you on that. Now, I've been beating that drum for a while. I mean, AJ does more on a day-to-day basis with less than anybody else. He's got his team on the cusp of an ALCS. He has his hands all over this roster. And on a day-to-day basis, all the decisions, all the levers he has to pull, he deserves Manager of the Year. I understand Stephen Vogt's team was better all year. But when you really look at what AJ has dealt with, yeah, I'm sorry, but if you have to have a sad breakfast over a sad crepe or sad Benedict with your GM president, and the conversation is, well, geez, how do we get to the end of the season? And you're playing for the right to go to the ALCS? No, you don't get a fruit cup. You get Manager of the Year.
Mm-hmm. I agree. My only concern, and I got one.
Oh, deflate away. Let me hear it.
You want it now or you want it on the other side? I'll give it to you now.
No. Because you know what David's probably landing a plane over there. No. Stop. Rico has one main concern, and we're going to get to it next because we're going to be timely today. Get ready to tackle NFL with FanDuel. By the way, I think the Tigers are like -105 if you want to play them. Right now, new customers bet $5, get $300 in bonus bets. If you win, you can build an SGP for Thursday Night Football. Rico, you got anything in mind for Thursday Night Football? We going like Purdy over 4.5 touchdowns at plus 6,000? What are we doing here?
No, I'm still trying to tabulate, Mike, to see who's going to be playing because it's basically a mass unit.
Minus 200, the Niners start someone who works at a paint store at wide receiver. All right, so before we let the lion out of the cage and the game begins, Rico has one concern. Now, I'll listen to this, but don't be doing that deflation.
Now, Mike,
what's your concern,
Mike? Mr.? It's not deflation. It's just the fact that this team has been playing red hot, and I'm not saying it's this one person's fault while they've been hot, but the fact that Javi is now back around the team concerns me.
No, no, no. That, now, come on. This isn't Hocus Pocus, the movie.
If you are a superstitious person, just saying, it's one of those like,
all right.
So here's what you got to do.
You got to call your college roommate.
Mm-hmm.
He's the king of superstition and jinxes and all that stuff.
Oh,
ask him.
Okay.
And by the way, people, Rico's college roommate is Doug Karsh. No BS.
Wasn't he around when Carr hit that home run, though, for the last game? I'm not worried about it.
Okay, you know what, Kenny? You win.
No reason to deflate today.
You know what? You win. I stand down. I yield to the senator from Kentucky.
Daiquiris, Rico. Daiquiris.
Kenny, what would you – let me ask you a question. What would you give to be at this game today?
Give quite a bit. It's probably the biggest game Comerica Park has seen in, what, 10 years now? Yeah.
Would you call it quits with your girlfriend for a ticket?
No.
I had to try. Okay. I'm kidding. I'm just trying to see a level of your commitment.
Roberts.
David, some ticket text, please. Before we are minutes away from going to pregame. Can we please?
All right, let's not get ourselves in trouble before we get to the Tiger game. The bats are way overdue, and Cobb hasn't pitched in a month. I think we do what Cleveland did to us in game one and take control of the series.
Yeah, I agree with the texter quite a bit. You're throwing a pitcher who I don't have a lot of respect for. You can have some soft metrics, but he's 37. He's a righty, which has bad news against Tigers because their best players are all left-handed. And he hasn't thrown in a month. You know, if he goes on the mound and he doesn't find it early, if he's kind of searching for, good luck.
2006 Cardinals win the World Series at 83-79. Yes, I do think this Tiger team can do it. They are the hottest team. That tends to be the team that makes the World Series.
Yep. Yeah, and again, it's sometimes when you least expect it. I don't know. I can't make sense of it. I don't even try to anymore. I just feel like, all right, whoa, bases are loaded, nobody out. Cool. Line drive off the pitcher's crotch into a triple play. Done. One pitch. That's how it works.
This is Brian from Dearborn. He says, I am a Guardians fan, and obviously I am rooting for them, but the Tigers win against them, I will be happy as well. Detroit has played hard the last month and two, and they deserve the whole thing. Ooh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm also a weirdo, is that, yes, I'm a Yankee fan, whatever. Dude, I work in Detroit. I live here. This is my home. This is my city. You know, and I operate a business. Tigers winning the World Series, great for business. Mm-hmm. I can't even front. So it's like, yeah, I'll be pissed at the Yankees, but that's in a separate bubble. No, I can be very happy for you. Now, there'll be certain people I won't be happy for, but don't worry about it. The point I'm making is I'm going to be happy for the fans, and we'll leave it there.
Really? We don't want to? Okay. You know what? How about the next segment?
No, I think you can connect dots. I'm not a big fan of certain people in this town, and I can be happy for the fans, and we'll leave it there.
We'll talk about that next segment.
No, he don't even qualify. I ain't talking about no D-listers. I'm talking about hitters, people, like people of consequence.
Woo, I love it.
Mike, we'll discuss it at over dinner at Houston's.
It's opening next week, I swear.
Right. Just in time for the World Series.
Yeah. Right, the grand opening of Ford Field Restaurant.
And if you can't get World Series tickets, the overflow is going to be in the district.
Which I think they're using today. I think they're, well.
Somebody set up their iPad.
You may as well hit the Kenny whoopee cushion on that. That's the line of the day right there.
Did somebody set up their iPad?
Oh, man, let me read something here. Tom from Ann Arbor says, Cleveland is definitely getting scared. A win today was scoobal for game five. And then that will ease my anxiety.
I'm sorry. All I see is an iPad, and then they do a bunch of sponsorship around it. It's just this little square. Come to the watch party.
Brought to you by Around the NFL.
And it's just a singular iPad. I'm sorry, guys. I apologize.
All right, David, what did you say to me? I don't think you could say that on the air.
Oh,
what was
sure.
That?
Let me read this when Brian from Howell says, this run feels supernatural. Dare I say team of destiny. Can't see it ending, but I'm going to knock on wood.
I'm good with it. And destiny's not an insult. Why does it have to be an insult? Guys, look, go win the damn game. Daiquiri's up. Let's make it happen. It's Alex Cobb. Your pregame show is next. Do the business. 97.1.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com